for an egg, will he offer him a scorpion? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? We just want to do something briefly right now, as led by the Spirit of God. The Bible encourages us to bear one another's burdens. But at times, we can do that religiously or do that mechanically. When we walk up to people and we tell them, yeah, we're praying for you, I will join you in prayers. But do you know what burden they are carrying? Do you know what is burdening them at this time? Do you know? You can't carry somebody's burden if you don't know what burden they're carrying. So just briefly tonight, part of what we're going to do tonight is to pray. And we should start off with that right now. Can you just walk up to somebody or go to somebody by the Spirit of God? Just say, that Holy Spirit, just help me to pray for this person. And if they don't need prayers, if you need prayers, share your burden with them and ask in the name of Jesus for help together. The Bible says, if two of us shall agree as touching anything we shall ask, it shall be done of our Father who is in heaven. So I can't carry your burden. I can't help you bear your burden unless I know what burden you are carrying. So please, just in twos or threes, let's just walk up to somebody and just ask them, is there anything you would like me to pray with you about? Or if it's you, you have a prayer and you want them to agree with you, just tell them. Please, it's good to go to somebody you are not familiar with. Don't go to a family member at this time. Glory be to God. You see, let's turn our Bibles to Genesis chapter 1. One of the very important, it's not an advice, it's not a counsel, it's actually a command. One of the commands of God that we forget to observe is called Sabbath. And Sabbath is not just literally interpreted as a day. It's actually an action, an act. It's a verb. It's not a noun. Sabbath literally means rest. The Bible tells us in the book of Genesis that God rested after he had finished the work of creation. And if you actually look at the context in which Genesis chapter 1 was written, we actually see that in verse 1, there was emptiness, there was darkness, there was chaos, there was literally disorder. And what God began to do was actually to put everything in place, in order. It was more or less like a recreation of the earth, because the Bible tells us that, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. So what God began to do was to recreate and bring an order. And the Bible now tells us after he did that, and God rested. And when he was given some commandments to Moses, he said, remember the Sabbath to keep it holy. The Bible says there remains a rest for the people of God. We have to learn to rest, to observe the Sabbath. I saw a young girl riding a horse yesterday. I was just driving. I was on, when you're trying to remember things, and there's a word that is used when you're trying to recount, remember, sorry? Help me, this is a Bible study. Nostalgia, when you're trying to remember and recount, reminisce, okay, because that word came to me, but it's just I didn't know how to pronounce it, so I wanted to be careful. When I want to do that, at times, I just start driving to specific places or going to some specific places. Because when I go to those places, it brings remembrance. So I went to where we used to live, where, you know, the journey of us as a fellowship started from. So I drove there and, just praying and just driving around, went to some other places around Liverpool. I just do that from time to time. But I've not done this for a while. So I went to the place where the journey first started. And as I was leaving the place and driving out of the place, I saw a young girl on a horse. And, you know, she was riding the horse and, of course, holding up traffic because she was riding right on the same motorway. Well, not the motorway as in the expressway, but the same road that vehicles pass. So you have to take your time when someone is on a horse. It's either you wait for them and you wait for traffic to be free and you overtake, you know, the horse and the horse rider. So, you know, she held back traffic and she was just casually just going like as if, you know, the world does not matter whether there was a heavy bus behind our traffic, you know, as if she was just completely oblivious of her environment. But what I could see was she was enjoying the horse, definitely. So I, you know, overtook when it was my turn. But something came to me. It's something that someone once said. And the person who said it was, a man of God who one day was preaching and he collapsed right on the pulpit. I mean, literally passed out. And you know when something is being televised live, you know, you can't edit. So it happened and everybody saw it. But, you know, people around who sensed quickly covered up and, you know, whisked the man of God out. I remember another pastor who told me that he was ministering on the altar and he literally knew he was dying, he was passing out. So he was dying, he knew he was, as if life was going out of him. So he signaled to his personal assistant, just signal. And he used the wisdom, I don't know if to call it a wisdom. He told everybody, come on, shut your eyes now, let's start praying. And everybody closed their eyes. He just whispered to him, please carry me out of here, I'm dying. Whisked him out of the pulpit. But, you know, back to the horse and the horse rider. This man said he heard and learned something that he had burnt himself completely out. That when they took him for medical tests and ran all the tests and the scans and everything, that he had literally burnt himself out. He wasn't resting. He wasn't drinking enough water. He was dehydrated. He was just gone, literally. So that's what happened to him when he collapsed. So he said something, that there's a saying that when people see a horse, and they see that the horse is very strong and the horse is good, everybody will want to take a ride. And everybody will ride that horse. As far as they are concerned, it's the thrill of, you know, enjoying the horse riding. And they will ride the horse because the horse is strong. But they will ride the horse until the horse literally becomes useless. And that was what came back to me. Brethren, remember the Sabbath. Okay. That's why you are coming back to me. Hello to everybody on Facebook Live. I'm just monitoring, you know, what it's been in case I pass out. Just joking. Anyway, so we just have to learn that when we labor to enter into rest. The Bible says the sleep of a laboring man is sweet. You know, I said all that because we had to take time off. And I wouldn't lie to you. I realized that personally, I literally almost made some mistakes again to start experiencing a little bit of, burning out. I had left some things undone I had to catch up with, and while catching up with the things undone, I had to be doing the things I needed to do, and everything was just jamming, and everything was just there. I wasn't sleeping, I wasn't, literally, I was violating God's instruction. But I want to thank God. God gave me three words, that this is what you need to do. You need to rest. You need to reorder, and you need to replenish. You see, if you don't rest, you won't have the time to step back and begin to see the chaos you have actually created or you are in. It takes the place of rest for you to begin to see what has gone wrong. But you may not really know that you are really in the mess until you, just surrender, step back, then you'll be able to see the mess, really. So once you see the mess, you'll be able to kind of know how to reorder things. And of course, before you start again, make sure you are replenished. So rest, reorder, and replenish. So really want to thank God and thank God for our brother Ezekwe standing in the word, the Bible study, and the word on Sunday. And please let's celebrate our brother. Thank you very much. And also thank every one of us. Because there can be no fellowship without you. You know, it's like a building. You don't have a building unless you have stones, bricks, mortar joined together that form the building. Not one brick can form a building. It's many bricks. And God is building us as a spiritual house. We are lively stones. Every one of us is a stone in that building. And as I was praying again about tonight, because tonight what we just want to do is review some things God has spoken to us and take some questions and then pray. That was the order, but as we were, starting off now, I just felt, let's pray. Does anybody feel better after the prayer we just had now? Can I see your hands up? You felt a bit better because you are burdened something and someone was able to carry the burden with you. If you are still feeling burdened, please let me tell you something. Anytime you are feeling that way is a sign you need to pray. You're feeling restless. You're feeling burdened. You're confused. You don't know what to do. You are not just feeling right. Things are not the way you want them to do. It is a sign you need to pray. Prayer, just have a conversation with your heavenly daddy. Have a conversation. It's time to talk to daddy, my dad in heaven, about this issue, about the way I'm feeling. That is what we need to do. So as I was praying, walked around this building and I was in one of the rooms there. And I saw one of the rooms there where you could physically see how the bricks were lined up together and arranged and, joined together. I think, some of us can see one of the walls here. You see the bricks. Those are the bricks and the way they were arranged. And a question came to me. The bricks, everything is standing. The building is standing because all the bricks are in place. That if one of these bricks should be out of place, out of its place, that what will happen? it is definitely going to affect the other bricks around. When one brick is out of order, when one brick is not in its place, or maybe in the place of a brick, it's not a brick that is there, but we've decided to put a glass or something where a brick should be. You know, that's a complete misnomer, because bricks should be with bricks to form a building. And the question was, if it's out of place, would you leave the brick out of place, out of shape, because you love that brick and you don't want to hurt that brick? The brick is out of place and it's affecting every other building. But, you know, we love that brick. We don't want to hurt that brick, because if we should push that brick back into place, or maybe the brick has kind of expanded and we need to cut to just put the shape, you know, brick in shape, do we, because we love the brick, not do what we should do with the brick? Either push the brick back in place, cut the brick if it's, you know, expanded beyond its boundary. And God was telling me, that is what it means. You have to put things in order. Because God is a God of order, and God is not a God of confusion. And one of the ways God orders things is through his word. Now, Genesis chapter 1, which I told us to turn to, God was speaking to us, and we're doing a review tonight of especially the eighth day of last year's retreat. I don't know if you can bring up the Facebook, is it the Facebook, not the YouTube, and go to 1 hour, 45 minutes. I sent that to everybody, at least to the WhatsApp groups, of the original message we received, that the Lord is my banner, which is our theme for this month. If you can kind of get to that point, because I just want to play something back to us, if we can. But if not, that's okay. Although it will be good to just let us see it and hear it live. Now, Genesis chapter 1, to remind us, God was speaking to us, and each day of the retreat, we were studying scriptures together. There was a recurrent scripture which we looked at throughout the 12 days of the retreat. I don't know how many of us remember. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 16. Are you sure? No. The one that says, in everything, give thanks. It's not 16, it's 18. Yeah. In everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. In everything. So throughout each day of the 12 days, we were reminding ourselves to always give thanks. Every single day. But each day we had a scripture and verses we studied. So on day 7 and day 8, so day 8 represents the 8th month of this year, which is August that we are in now. By the way, let me just do a little bit of census, okay? You are in the house of God, which means you can't lie. And if you are not even in the house of God, you can't lie, because you are a Christian. And if you are a Christian, your body is actually the house of God, the temple of the Holy Spirit. So at no point should you even lie, right? How many of us here have listened to the original message on the eighth day, the Lord is my banner? Please, it's not a test. I just want us to be honest and sincere with ourselves. Can I see your hands up? You've listened to the Lord is my banner. Okay, put your hands down. Now, we sent the link out, especially this morning, because when I woke up around 4 a.m. today, and God was speaking to me and reminding me about things. So we sent the link Because I remember that I got in touch with Sarah. That please, I don't know how we can send this thing through the WhatsApp group. Just give me the link so we can forward it to all the groups. So if you don't have that original message, if you belong to any of the WhatsApp groups, the men's, the women, and all that, I want to believe it should be on those groups or the SAP group or, you know, the teenagers. If it's not there, please, all the coordinators of this group should make sure that the message is there. Please, I beseech you, go and listen to that message. It's a prophetic message. It's a message we were foretold about things, and it addresses even where we are, the things we may be going through right now as a church, and also individually especially. So I beseech you, just go and listen to it. So the scriptures we studied, especially for the eighth day, was Genesis chapter 1, verse 20 to 23. And I'll read it. So we're doing a review. We'll do question and answers. How we do with time, okay? I need to run fast. Genesis chapter 1, verse 20 says, "Then God said, let the waters abound with an abundance of living creatures. Let the birds fly above the earth, across the face of the firmament of the heavens. So God created the great sea creatures and every living thing that moves, with which the waters abounded according to their kind, and every winged bird according to its kind. And God saw that it was good." Verse 22, God blessed them, saying, "Be fruitful, multiply, and fill all the waters, and let birds multiply on the earth." So, that's verse 23, the evening and the morning were the fifth day. Please, these words are very prophetic. And ask God, as you go back to study these verses, ask God to speak to you. When you look at the scripture, the underlining word, message there is that that day, that fifth day, God declared fruitfulness, God declared multiplication, God declared that let the waters in the seas be filled, let the birds multiply. God declared these things. So I want to speak to us prophetically that you will start experiencing fruitfulness, multiplication, and abundance starting from this eighth month of 2019, this August, in the name of Jesus. But go back, okay? Remind yourself and declare these things to yourself. But there was something that the Lord pointed out to me to share with us as we're reviewing tonight, that something happened prior to that fifth day, and it was the fourth day. Because God is a God of order. When you study that Genesis chapter 1, God was not in a rush to do anything. God was carefully doing one thing at a time. And when God will complete what he wanted to do on day one, God did not rush to start doing day two. He will complete day one and then go to day two, and then complete day two and then go to day three, complete day three and go to four. So in other words, day five will not happen unless day one was accomplished. Day two will not happen unless day three. So each of the days preceded, and whatever happened in that preceding day will determine what happens in the next day. So, with that at the back of our minds, on day four was when God created light. Two great lights. When you read from, I think, verse 13, the Bible says, God said, "Let there be lights in the firmament of the heavens to divide day from night. Let them be for signs, seasons, years, days. Let them be for lights in the firmaments of the heavens to give light on the earth." So, and it was so. Then God made two great lights. The greater light to rule the day. The lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also. God set them in the firmament of the heavens to give light on the earth and to rule over the day and over the night and to divide the light from darkness. There is something that light does. Let me tell you something. When you read these scriptures, please don't just gloss over them. Ask your daddy to speak to you. That is how you get interpretation, not private interpretation, not just reading and you just read. There's a message behind every verse of the scripture. Even if it's one word, God can speak to you through one word. But God will speak to you if you ask, if you seek, if you knock. If you want to hear, you will hear the voice of God. So reading all this, I just want to give us a summary of what jumped out to remind us. Day number 5, which we studied for August, was about multiplication, fruitfulness, was about the waters being filled. But that would not have happened, listen, if day 4 did not occur. The summary of day 4 was light came, and one thing light does is that light separates darkness. Light will always come to bring a division. Not division as in confusion, because don't confuse division and confusion, okay? But light comes to expose hidden things. Light comes to make darkness recede. If we switch off these lights now, there's darkness in this room. The only reason why you're not seeing the darkness is because the light is on and the light has separated light from darkness. So without first being that separation, there can be fruitfulness, there can be multiplication. And when, if you're sensitive to hear what the Spirit of God has been telling us, especially throughout the month of July, is about us putting away malice, putting away deceitfulness, deceit, putting away hypocrisy, putting away, separating ourselves from some things that are not godly. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 8, that we put away all these things, and as newborn babes, we desire the sincere milk of the Word of God so that we may grow. So without first putting away, there won't be growth. Without first separation of light from darkness, there won't be fruitfulness and multiplication. Please, God does not jump his order. Don't expect that God will pour out his Spirit in the midst of chaos and confusion. Don't expect that you will begin to experience fruitfulness, multiplication, if you are still walking in the darkness. If you are not allowing God to cut and to prune. So, just to remind us of that. Now, we went on and we came back in the evening. Have you found that video? Okay. Yeah, it was a video I asked you to bring on, but if you can't find the video, I will just encourage us to go and watch or listen to that message again. Now, I woke up this morning and I kind of was led to go and play it again. Don't worry if you can find it. I will tell them what is there. Okay. And it was right at the end. Don't worry. No, don't worry. Don't be distracted. Just listen. Don't worry. Just listen. The video. Yeah. It's a message. Yeah, the video of the message. That's what I mean. Yeah, I wanted us to see, but it's okay. Well, it's more important that we hear. So let me tell us what to hear, right? There was at the point at which, because even me, I couldn't remember the things I said. You know, let me remind us, the minister was Pastor OK. He spoke to us about God being our banner, The Lord is my banner. He took it from Exodus chapter 17. The story of, Amalek attacking Israel, Moses on the mountain, Aaron and Ur holding up the hands of Moses, Joshua and the men of war fighting in the valley. And at the end, when he handed over the microphone to me, I heard myself say that usually when we get to August, by the time we get to August of the following year, we will have forgotten about the retreat. Some of us will have forgotten about what God said. Some of us will have, or even most of us, we don't even remember the things that were spoken to us during the retreat. And there is one word that is very powerful in the Bible. It's called remember. Remember. If you forget, you will not enjoy what you ought to remember. What you ought to be enjoying because you did not remember. There was a time I was broke and I was seriously, seriously in need of money. And I began to search the whole house. It was as if something told me there's money somewhere. Whether it was by faith, whether I was faking it or faking it, I don't know. How many of us have been there before? You are broke. Yeah, and you just want to search. You are not sure. And then I began to search. And boy, I found money. I found dollars. I found pounds sterling. Glory be to God. Now, prior to the time, I'd forgotten that I put the money there. And I was broke. We were broke. When you're a family man, it's not just you. Usually when you see a man a little bit grumpy, just know the bottom line is money. He doesn't have money. Money has finished. The man is just, grumpy. They could walk to church, you give them good morning. Money. Please ask the person next to you, need money. I hope somebody prayed for money today. I hope somebody, when we were going around, you were sincere to ask that they should pray for you. You need money. Please. When we are asking, let us ask for specific things. Right? Ask. Be real. We did 7 days of asking. Make a list. Keep growing that list. We have to take your testimony somehow. Jesse Tomlinson shared some wonderful things. After we had the 7 days of praying in July, the first 7 days of July, we were praying every night. And after the 7 days, we encouraged us, please don't stop it. Keep growing the things you're asking God for. She said she decided that she was not going to stop, that she was going to continue for 21 days. So she kept on having a time and a place, and she was talking to her daddy. The thing she was sharing with me made me a little bit envious. That, wow. And some answers to some crucial things that were going on in her life, she started getting the answers. And it was so funny that it was on the 21st day that I brought it up and she shared it. That was the last day she was going to probably end it, and she was been asking, now I've gone for another 21 days, what should I do now? And I told her, go for another 42 days. I think that's what you should do. Just keep going. A time, a place. We would like to listen to your story. Maybe we'll listen to it on Sunday so that everybody can hear. Because I actually wanted her to share it, if it's possible tonight. But maybe that will encourage some of us that you need to, don't stop. It wasn't an event. It was meant to be a lifestyle. Many years ago, 3-4 years, I can't remember, when we received the word about us praying, we decided to help ourselves and gave an instruction that wherever you are at 12 noon, every single day, just stop and pray or praise for 7 minutes. Every day. And we did encourage ourselves. We had people who were helping, who will text us to remind us. Now, if I ask some of us here today, how many of us at 12 noon every day you pray? Probably forgotten. It was to help us to do what the Bible says, to pray without ceasing. It was to help us to make prayer a lifestyle, a habit. Just the same way you form a habit, a bad habit, a toxic habit that is killing you. Why don't you make prayer a habit so that you pray? So every 12 noon, and I've searched my life since over the last four years. Every 12, please, how many of us are in a WhatsApp group in the church? Every one of us here. Who's not on a WhatsApp group in the church? You're not on any of the WhatsApp groups. Okay? All the WhatsApp groups, including the football ones, receive an alert. Pray when it's almost 12 noon. The question, how many of us pray? How many of us? Now, I'm talking to myself. You know, please tell me, say you will share that. We have to hear the things, tiny, minute details that God had been speaking to her daughter because she kept on seeking. She kept on asking. She kept on seeking. She kept on knocking. Now, I woke up 4 a.m. and God began to speak to me. And I went to listen to that message all over again. Please, those going, just go on Facebook Live as you are going so that you listen to this because it's very, very important. Very, very, very important. This is a reminder. And this reminder will literally save our lives. I'm telling you. Are you also going? Why is everybody going when we are right there, the puncher? Is she going? Oh, then where are you going? Oh, come on. Anyway, you know, one of the things I like about us here is we are real people. We're not doing anything for the camera. You know, I don't pretend. I don't. It's either it's real or it's not real. Okay? All right. So, and I listened to the whole message again. And you know, the summary of that, the Lord is my banner, that God spoke to me. God reminded me about prayer. Excuse me. I have read the Bible about prayer. I have taught about prayer. I have led the whole church about prayer, led my family led me, we pray. I mean, let me say this to the glory of God, to the glory of God. One of the things I'm so proud of is about our two sons. Because when it's 12 noon, they pray. They just pray. It's almost like automatic now. Once in a while, of course, they forget and we remind ourselves. But, you know, it's always exciting to see them. Once, you know, we're at home and everybody, oh, it's 12 noon. Yes, I know, Daddy, I'm in, you know. And they're praying. They just go inside the room, they pray. Maybe at times they sleep off, I don't know. But, you know, at least it's 12, we stop everything we're doing. To make it a habit, a lifestyle. The summary, God, I have taught on prayer. I've led prayer. And God was telling me, do you know you can teach, preach, do all these things and actually not do it? And then it was like a eureka moment. Anytime you're feeling so weary, it's because you're not praying. Anytime you feel burnt out, it's because you are not praying. Anytime you are confused, you are sad, you are almost depressed, it's a sign you need to pray. The order, the strategy, eternal strategy, prayer. Don't we sing? Well, it's not about singing. Jesus started with prayer and ended with prayer. Prayer is the master key. Do you pray? Do you? And we're talking about praying about everything, about anything, anywhere, everywhere, any place. The Bible says, I will that men will pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands. Do you pray? It hit me. I had to tell my wife when she woke up that this is what God was telling me. But we, Acts chapter 6, we will give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the word. The summary, the Lord, Jehovah Nissi, is our banner. Of course, we're not going to pray and not act. We pray first, and then we act. We balance everything. But you keep acting, and you are not praying, you are going to be frustrated. Do we realize that we do not wrestle against flesh and blood? That scripture is not saying that we do not wrestle. But it's not flesh and blood that's our problem. That's what it's saying. But we wrestle against principalities, against powers, against rulers of the darkness of this world, against wicked spirits in heavenly places. We are in a daily warfare. God told in Exodus 17, you are going to have battle with Amalek for generations. The temptation you overcame last year, you will still face it again this year. I'm telling you, you know, I'm just laughing because the preacher was saying in that message that, you know, when he was growing up in the early days as a Christian, they would go for meetings and say, we are going to kill all your enemies today. Every enemy, we will finish them. I don't believe such lies. Even Jesus, the devil left him for a season. By the way, one of the things I would tell us that God spoke to me, please, anytime you take a break, you go on a holiday, please remember this, the devil does not go on holiday. In fact, it's when you're on holiday, he's coming to look for you. He's left you for a season because he's seen that maybe you are doing well. Everything is working. It's when you are weak, when you are vulnerable, when you are low, when you are feeling depressed, that's when the enemy will come and attack. At the weakest point, but that is the point at which we must pray. We must pray. We must help ourselves, brethren. That's why some of us might be feeling weary. Some people, any little thing, they're upset. I've just been doing a little bit of personal research, soul searching, and then asking people, because I want to be real. You know, I've sampled some people. I don't see you in church. And I just find out that something is just going discouraged. They just did, or somebody said something to them, or somebody did something, or they are not just, you know, they just need a break. They just want to be alone. They just, excuse me. You need to pray. That's what you need. Every brick in the house makes the house to stay in shape because the brick is in place. Some stones in the house are out of shape. And let me say this also. I had to start making some bold things I would never do before just because I was being nice to some bricks who are out of shape. And I don't want to hurt their feelings. So I will leave them to be out of shape. And they're affecting everybody. I had to step up my game and rebuke and correct and encourage and discourage where necessary. And I also found out again, what are you doing with poison? You are handling something that is poisonous. And you are carrying poison all over the place. There's poison on your phone. You are keeping it there. Some text somebody sent to you that's upset you. You keep it for the records. There are some people. I'm serious now. There are some people who are even still on your contact list. Anytime you see them, It just brings something. Please relieve yourself of the pain. Don't hate, but you know what? For now, please get off my cyberspace. I just had to start doing some separation. I was talking to God before I came for this service. I said, God, I'm changing. It's as if I'm not recognizing myself again. Some people will call me and I know they are calling me to insult me. I will pick the call, they will insult me, I'll feel bad. You know what I've started doing? I don't pick the calls. I don't let such things control me. I reordered things and I took charge of my life with the help of the Holy Spirit. It is time for fruitfulness and multiplication, but separation comes first. Light must be separated from darkness. This is look, you can't love people more than God loves them. And if God is saying, avoid some people, please, God, please don't misquote now. Because some people, it's their mind they are listening to. Right? Let me tell you, the Bible says that God hates some things. And one of the things that God hates, he lists some actions, but he now talks there in the sense of even people. He said, he that sows discord among brethren. Paul taught, mark those who cause divisions among you. Mark and avoid them. We correct. We try to bring reconciliation. We try to do all that. But you don't want to. You are a brick out of shape. We've got to put you back in shape. You've got to put your life, look at your life that way. And most importantly, please pray about everything. Moses, I'm closing because my time is up. Moses, for as long as his hand was up, the battle was won in the valley. But there's a limit to how long he could keep his hand up. And even the people who came to help, if they were not careful too, they were also burn out. But they used a little bit of their divine common sense to put, what did they put? What did they put? Stones. If that stone goes out of place, what happens to Moses' hand? It will go down. So the best thing is make sure that stone is kept in its place. And you are that stone. Don't lose shape. Don't go out of order. Don't keep doing what you want to do and is affecting everybody. And because we love you, we don't want to hurt you. We will just let things be. Please let every man here, let every woman, let every boy, let every girl go and put your house in order. The order, prayer, and word. We will give ourselves continually to the ministry, to prayer, and to the ministry of the word. So to help us, we must pray. We have to put some things in order as a church. Listen, prayer must be our number one priority. We call for prayer meetings on Friday nights. I don't know how we can work it out. But to help us to pray, if it is possible that we kind of try to get a prayer chain going. The prayer chain could be every month we assign that you are praying on first, you are praying on second, you are praying on third, and these are the things, are the things we want you, that you'll be praying about. Pray for yourself, pray for every one of us. Pray. Pray especially for those who are the face of the church, people in the place of leadership, because if their hands go down, it's going to affect you. That's plain and simple. And the enemy recognizes that. That's why a church will call a prayer meeting and it's few people who will show up. Because the rest feel that they are okay. They feel that they are okay. And I'm telling you as a pastor, they are okay until something goes wrong. Then you start seeing them calling the pastor to pray. Must you wait for something to go wrong? Let's not violate God's principle. Our Friday prayers, tomorrow we will be joining the Jesus Loves event just for tomorrow in the evening. So we won't have the prayer meeting here tomorrow. I don't know how we can get everybody the address. We'll text it. It starts at 7. It's a citywide evangelistic program. We were part of it. We've been part of it now for the past 2 years. And we've been leading some of the evangelism stands in the city. But this year, I was actually invited to speak just to, you know, exhort at the start today, the volunteers and all that, which I actually counted a privilege. And in fact, that was one of the reasons why I couldn't sleep. I lost my sleep because I was just feeling very uncomfortable until I prayed. And God told me what to say. God told me what to do. Prayer. So that's where we'll go. It's our frontline church. We'll go there tomorrow. We'll go and pray. We'll be part of the event. It's an all-day event, really. Some of us are already going there, throughout the day. But the evening meeting tomorrow, which is a free event, I will encourage all of us, let's go there. Join in the city-wide prayer with other churches. Because that's the kingdom of God. We're not in any competition with anybody. You know, it just grieves me when people talk about church. My church. This, that. Excuse me. Let's be kingdom focused. Oh, no, this is not my denomination. Who cares about your denomination? Who's talking about denomination? We're talking about the kingdom of God. We're talking about the work that Christ has sent every one of us to do. You are talking about your denomination. There's no denomination that will take anybody to heaven. It's Jesus, the gospel, that will take you to heaven. Receiving, not being part of a denomination. Denomination, well, it's just a bit of bringing some order. But if you are part of a fellowship, please take shape. Stay in line. You know, let us pray. We call for meetings. Bring your entire family. Let me tell some of us and some of us who might be listening and will watch this later. You come under my roof to live in my house. You come to the place where I pray. You come to the church where I go. If you can't come with me, you can't stay in my house. Just take that from me because I am not ignorant of the wiles of the devil. That's how some of us bring people to come and live with us. And years later, you will hear what they did to your children. Yeah, because you go for prayer meeting, you leave your children at home. You know, I'm sounding a warning and I keep shouting. And like they say, even if I keep sounding like a broken record, some of the things we say is not for now, it's about the future. It's about the future. A seed does not bring forth fruit immediately. Some of us are allowing the enemy literally into our homes, planting seeds into the lives of our children. And in years to come is when we will reap them. Because, oh, our children, they are young. is their bedtime. Excuse me, is it every day we come for services? Is it every day we call, let's come together and pray. Let's come together. We even do once a month to pray for the family. I'm just sounding a note of warning. It's not because I want to see anybody. As for me and my house, we will and must serve the Lord. And I don't want no devil to come and mess up my wife, my children, my family, and the fellowship which God has given us spiritual oversight over. Let us pray, brethren. Let us be serious and pray about everything. Families are coming under attack. Even the works of our hands, some of us don't realize it's the devil. That's destroying your home, destroying your business, destroying the work of your hands. You think you're okay, you're just sweating day and night and everything. Excuse me. Please involve God. Pray. That's the whole summary of the review. Sorry we can't take questions tonight because of our time. If you have any question, please go and ask the Holy Spirit. Okay? Go and listen to the message. Probably some of your questions will be answered in the message. And we're going to make at least a rota for the Friday meetings. I've told the coordinator, every Friday we'll have someone leading the prayers. We'll give you what to pray about and leave the rest to you and the Holy Spirit, whatever you want to add. But God gave us a pattern. And these are some of the things that, you know, stepping back to rest, God was bringing back to my remembrance. Just a simple pattern, 5 things consistently we must pray for as a church. Every time we keep asking God, every time we keep praying, every time. And you know, when we have to learn to pray for one another. Somebody's discouraged, you know, pray for them. You heard something, pray for them. Don't be a gossip. If you are going to gossip, gossip to God. You know? Let's bring everything to order. You know? Let's bring everything to order. You know, as for me, I don't want to develop a multiple personality disorder because I'm allowing everything to jam my frequency. I'm allowing poison, and I'm allowing people with daggers who all they want to do is to dagger somebody and then dagger me at the end of the day too. No, please, let's reorder things. Let's reorder things. So we will get a rota. I will encourage every one of us. The Friday you are assigned, just come. We'll give you the prayer points. And then whatever the Spirit of God leads you. Just to help every one of us build our prayer life. It's not about a show. And please, it's as many as the Lord is calling to this. It's not by force. It's not by coercion. We'll start with all the volunteers in the church and put everyone on that list. But if you don't want to, we will remove you. It's not a problem because it's better we do it with a sincere heart. You know, there's nothing like being in a place where you want to be. Not that you are forced to be. So you want to serve, you serve willingly. You serve with gladness, not that you are being coerced. So these are the things we just want to put in order. And you are a block, a stone out of shape. Please allow God to put you back in shape. You know, allow the cutting, allow the pruning. We don't have any problem. We are our identity as a fellowship, as a parish under the Redeemed Christian Church of God, God's banner over us is love. And if anything at all, that's one thing the enemy has been attacking. Anything, if anything at all, is that love. Among brethren, among families, husbands, wives, come on, enough is enough. Please, let's rise up on our feet tonight. Let's just pray a prayer of thanksgiving. I don't know what God has spoken to you tonight. This is not a show. Some of us, perhaps God is telling you to repent. Just repent. Put your house in order. Put your house in order. Put your house, put yourself in order. In order. In order. As parents, put yourself in order so that you don't pass the wrong things to your children. Train up a child in the way which he should grow. When he's old, he will not depart from it. It's not about ceremony. It's not about religious rites. It's about doing what is right before God. Prayer, prayer, prayer. Some of us, when we go home tonight, go and pray with your family. Go and pray with your children. Go and pray over your business. Go and pray over your work. Anything, whatever the way you are feeling right now is a sign you need to pray about it. You need to pray. But let's thank God for the word we've heard tonight. And Lord, I thank you for in the simplicity of your word, you have spoken to us. And I pray every hear, he that art and hear to hear what the Spirit is saying to us at this time, Lord, let him hear, and not just hear, let him do. And Father, I thank you for adding to your church daily, daily, such as should be saved. Father, thank you for multiplying disciples from all nations, Lord, in your church, in Love Assembly, as a fellowship. Thank you, Lord, that the number of disciples are growing. Our prayer lives is multiplying, is increasing. The ministry of the word is increasing. Lord, you are multiplying us, our prayer life. You are multiplying your word. As your word grows, so the number of disciples is multiplied. And thank you, as we are being discipled by you, we are also making disciples of others. We pray right now. Please, let's pray for somebody. Think about somebody right now. A stone that is discouraged. A stone that is out of shape. A stone that has been battered with life. Some people is just work, 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 work. And the devil is showing me this is, and God is showing me this is the devil. This is nothing but the devil keeping people busy. You think you are busy, 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 busy. Please, it is the devil that makes you so busy, you are weary, you don't have time to spend with your daddy. Oh, thank you, King of Glory. I can see that cloud. Father, thank you. It's been a while I've seen this cloud. Glory be to your name. Please, at this time, pray for somebody. Pray for yourself. Whenever this cloud comes, I remember the instruction to just tell people to ask for what they want. Ask, ask, ask. Ask in the name of Jesus. Ask, believing. Father, we pray for everyone discouraged tonight. We pray for everyone distracted tonight. We pray for every stone in your church. In your lively stone that, Lord, is losing their faith. Lord, we pray for anyone having any issue. Immigration issue. Health issue. Lord, whatever issue. Marital issues. We lift up, Lord, your church before you. We are your church. We are your people. We decree your peace. We say, devil, hands off. We resist the devil as we submit every soul to you. We resist the devil. We resist you, principalities and powers and rulers of the darkness of this world. Wicked spirits in heavenly places. We say, enough is enough. Enough is enough. We sow, we must reap. The children of strangers will henceforth not come into our garden to start reaping what they did not sow. The children of strangers will not come. We will press our wine press and be the ones to be drinking when we are doing all the labor. Every one of us that labors, Lord, right now, you will remember. Remember our labor of love. Remember all we have sown in this city as a church. Remember the times, Lord, we have cleaned this city. Remember the times we've gone from house to house, encouraging and praying. Remember, remember, we bring you to remembrance, O God. Remember us, O God. Remember us, O God, we have not shortchanged any man. We have not defrauded anybody. We have only come, we've gathered, we've come together to be a blessing, to bless, to bless, to bless. Father, we thank you. Bitterness is gone. Envy, gone. Malice, gone. Deceit, gone. Lord God Almighty, we say there's a separation. A separation in the spirit. Light, let there be light. Let there be light. And Father, I pray right now, anyone here discouraged, Anyone here discouraged, Lord God Almighty, encourage them. Encourage them. Encourage them right now. Let them hear good news from a far country. Good news from a far country. In the name of Jesus, we agree as touching this thing and we thank you. And right now, Lord, we agree that we will pray. Please, let's agree. We are going to pray. I am going to pray. My brother will pray. My sister will pray. We will pray about everything and anything. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. God bless you.